that kind of coincide with where the bunks are. So anyway, I just thought it was really interesting looking trailer. And if anyone's interested in the trailer, it's on the, just search the Kansas City Craigslist. So how rare are these? Is it really anything that spectacular? I'd like to know some more details on this if you have any. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for sending it in, Jared. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's a pretty cool looking trailer.
Yeah, that's they're clear view windows, which is what all the rest of the windows are in that period. I have seen, in fact, Rob owned a Tradewind that had a couple of windows on it like that. That was California built as well. So, you know, it's really not common, you know, like trailers that age are not around everywhere anyway. And then it's got to be a trailer of that age made in California. And certainly on this coast, we don't see a lot of California-built trailers, or certainly more of them on the West Coast. But I'd say it's still not a real common trailer anyway. But that was the norm, I think, if you, you know, you requested bunks and you ordered it in California and it was made in California in that period. So there's a whole bunch of stars that have to align there to get that configuration and still survive today.
Yeah. It's
looks pretty cool.
It looks pretty cool. I'm just looking at, like, the bathroom. He called it the stripper pole there.
Right.
It's for the vent.
Well,
tube, I guess.
That was the classic, you know, deal where, you know, it causes cancer in mice and elephants or something in California, but didn't cause it anywhere else.
Yeah.
They had a peculiar rule there that first of all, travel trailers came under the same ruling as mobile homes, I think. That was the first problem. And the second problem was they said that the vent stack had to go up immediately next to the drain that it was connected to.
Oh.
So that's what caused those pipes to be there. And no Ohio-built trailer is like that. It's only California-built ones.
Yeah, it's really weird right there.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all, but, you know, not every rule in California made sense today, so.
But it's interesting. I mean, is that ABS plastic, that sink? Because I had...
Yeah, it's a molded counter.
Because I had my 1960 had a porcelain sink.
Well, yeah, and mine does too, but of course mine's Ohio built.
Right.
Well, so is mine. Yours might have been an early production run where it was the same as mine. And this might have been a later production run, you know.
Oh, I don't mine's know if Ohio it's... built.
Oh, well, that's why. Yeah. See?
Just interesting, yeah. Because I like having the regular sink. It's easier to replace.
Well, you also noticed that the shower's on the opposite side, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the other difference with California. That's, you know, the right coast and the left coast. Well, there
it's
you go.
It's funny that they would produce a whole, because those are all custom made, you know. They would go for that expense.
Well, the odd thing is, you know, it's like a mirror image of that tub.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, it's kind of nice because if you're storing one, you can't, and you want to switch sides, you actually can if you can locate one. They exist.
Or you know what you could do, which would be really cool. And it could be a bit strange too, I suppose. But you could get a tub from an Ohio built and the California built, and you could have two tubs, one in each corner.
Ooh. Or you could take the tub out of the back and you could put it on the front street side.
That is true. You know, you laugh, but stuff like that's been done.
Oh, I'm sure. Now, I have to comment before we leave this story. thank you, Jared, on the price. That $9,000 for this thing? Wow.
Yeah, and it needs everything.
It needs everything, exactly.
But... we were very fortunate to buy our trailers some years ago that when things were somewhat cheaper. And you also probably remember that it's still considered a big trailer. and bigger trailers were worth less, and bigger older trailers were worth less again.